My name is Vanessa Zimprick, and this is an interview with Art Carlson of Waseca, Minnesota. This interview is being conducted on February 17, 2009, at Art Carlson's house, 421 Southeast 9th Street, Waseca, Minnesota. This interview is being conducted for the purpose of learning more information about harvesting ice.
I'm Arthur B. Carlson. I was born on the 27th of September, 1917. During my high school years, it was during the depth of the Depression, and part-time jobs or jobs that youth could do were few and far between. And the job I had was working for North American Creameries Incorporated of Oaks, North Dakota, a company that was basic business was making butter, marketing eggs and poultry. And for this reason, they needed ice to put into the boxcars when they shipped the butter, eggs, and poultry to the marketplaces, which were in Boston and New York. This company was located in Oaks, North Dakota. My job was common labor. I worked as a helper on the truck line on weekends all year round. In the summer, I worked as a helper on the trucks in all summer long. There were approximately anywhere from 80 to 120 people worked at this creamery, depending on the season. In the fall, when poultry was coming in large numbers, there were more people employed than in the wintertime. The lake was that we harvested ice from was a lake that we're used to here. It's Clear Lake. It was about 25 miles from Oaks. Did I enjoy my work? Yes and no. It was hard work, but I got paid. And in that day, to have for a young man of 18, 19 years old to have money in his pocket was an exception. My pay in the wintertime when I worked only on Saturdays was $5 for the weekend, and we started work at 7 in the morning and usually ended somewhere around 10 to 11 o'clock on Saturday night. And for this, we were paid $5 plus our meals were paid for. After I finished high school, I worked to college for 2 years and again worked for the creamery in the summertime. In harvesting ice, your harvest usually took place in North Dakota in the last of March, because the ice was the thickest on the lake at that time, so you could get bigger cakes of ice out of the lake. There were probably 15 people on the crew that harvested ice. Initially, there was a hole made in the lake, and the ice that was cut out of that hole was very irregular, and so it was hauled off to the side and thrown away. Then they had a power saw. This saw would not cut through the ice, but it had cut into the ice about 6 to 10 inches. And this cutting was done in kind of a checkerboard style. It would be about 3 feet wide and about 4 to 4.5 feet long. And then, of course, the thickness depended on the thickness of the ice. When you did that, there were men who had chisels that could break this ice into chunks. Then there was a what we called a donkey motor that they could put a ice hook on these blocks of ice, pull them up the ramp, and then I would take over, grab it with another set of ice tongs, and pull it to the front of the truck and upend it so that the ice, the thickness of ice on the back of the semi was about 4.5 feet thick. Generally speaking, the temperature was somewhere around 10 to 15 degrees so that the ice would, if you let it stop sliding, it would become frozen to the truck bed. And so when it came up the ramp, you grabbed it and kept it moving. As long as it was wet, it would slide real easy. And you learned a trick of how to upend that big hunk of ice. So it was kind of like swinging something and tipping it up. Once my semi was loaded, I would drive about the 20, 23 miles to Oaks, where they had this ice house that would handle, I don't know how many hundreds of tons of ice in there. It was generally empty by the end of the winter because they loaded these boxcars with ice year-round. And so I would come in, and then again they had a cable that would grab this ice chunks and haul it into position in the ice house. And there was a layer of sawdust on the first layer that was probably 6 inches deep of sawdust. It was all cured sawdust. It was all dry. There was no sawdust that was wet other than from the ice that had been in there before. And once there's a solid layer of ice on the floor, then sawdust again was spread on top of the ice that was there to a depth of about 3 inches. Then another layer of ice was put down, and it was repeated over and over again until the ice house was full. I don't know how many thousands of tons of ice that were in there, because the creamery would ship probably 300 to 400 carloads of butter, eggs, and dressed poultry out every year. And each one of them took a lot of ice to stock it up. I stopped working for the creamery just before I went in. My National Guard unit was called into active duty for 1 year's training. And I was hauling ice up to 2 days before we went into federal service. And when I got out of federal service, I didn't go back into it. I guess that pretty well tells the story. One interesting bystander is that there was always some time between semis coming in to load up ice out of the lake, and most of the workers there filled in their time by fishing. So they were getting some nice fresh fish out of the lake while we were hauling the ice out. While I was working there, there was never an accident that caused bodily harm to anybody. One of the things that the ice company did was they had a route in the city that sold ice to households because most of the refrigerators in those days were the true ice box. And one of the things that was always fun, I did it as a boy, and the young kids would follow the ice man because as he broke up ice to the size he wanted to take into a house, there was always some small chunks of ice. And in July and August, the kids really liked to get pieces of this ice to suck on.